Prvá časť testu – počúvanie. Táto časť testu sa skladá z troch nahrávok. Každú z nich budete počuť dvakrát. Počas počúvania odpovedajte na otázky prislúchajúce k jednotlivým nahrávkam. Sledujte inštrukcie a piktogramy, aby ste vedeli, na ktorý odpoveďový hárok máte vyznačovať svoje odpovede. Teraz si pripravte odpoveďový hárok označený piktogramom krížik. Prvá nahrávka. Vypočujte si rozhovor s legendárnym spevákom Rodom Stewartom. Na základe vypočutého vyberte správnu odpoveď. Vždy je správna iba jedna z ponúkaných možností. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpoveďovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 1 až 7. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
You will hear an interview with the legendary singer Rod Stewart, aged 65, who has sold more than 100 million records. Rod is married to his third wife, Penny Lancaster, and they have one son, aged 4. He has 5 older children from previous relationships.
What motivates you to keep working? You obviously don't need the money.
It's my passion for music. It's what I do. We all need a job in life, a purpose, and making music is mine. I'm no different from anyone else.
Besides music, what other passions do you have?
I'm passionate about football. My support for Celtic FC has got me through some hard times. I paint models of the old American-style trains from New York Central and Pennsylvania. I get out the brushes and go to town on it. I work out 6 days a week. I do a lot of running, cycling and swimming. It's a brilliant way to get energy.
How is it being a dad these days, compared with when you first had children?
I think I'm a better father now, as I'm not chasing money like I used to when I was younger and trying to establish a career. I have a lot more time now because I do fewer performances. Whereas when my older kids were little, I had to tour a lot because I owed so much money. But I wouldn't say it's more enjoyable now. I've enjoyed being a father all the way along.
Do you enjoy doing normal dad things, such as doing the school run and going to parents' evenings?
Yes, I do all those things, and I've done that with all of my children. I do all the school meetings and meet the teachers, and I enjoy that aspect of fatherhood.
What would you hope your son Alistair inherits from you and Penny?
He's inherited his mother's eyes, but I'd like to think he's going to inherit my sense of humour. And I hope he learns our values too. The most important one is honesty and good manners. I always tell my son, good manners will open a lot of doors for you. I always try myself to be friendly, fair and polite. And I hope we pass that on to Alistair.
You said before you married Penny that you'd never get married again. What changed your mind?
With my first two marriages, we didn't date very long. With Penny, it was different. We had a long relationship before marriage, and I think that did the trick. This time, I really feel we've got it right.
What's your favourite way to relax?
Penny and I both love lazing on the beach on holiday, and we love to take Alistair to the park and play in the sand. We do that a lot when we're in LA. We also love watching movies all together. I'm lucky that I have a theatre at home where we'll watch movies, and we have my kids over and all watch a double performance. A 6 p.m. movie for the youngsters and a 9 p.m. movie for the adults.
What would be your dream day with Penny?
Spending time together in Italy. That's where we became husband and wife, and we love it there. It's a very romantic place, and people are lovely.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
You will hear an interview with the legendary singer Rod Stewart, aged 65, who has sold more than 100 million records. Rod is married to his third wife, Penny Lancaster, and they have one son, aged 4. He has 5 older children from previous relationships.
What motivates you to keep working? You obviously don't need the money.
It's my passion for music. It's what I do. We all need a job in life, a purpose, and making music is mine. I'm no different from anyone else.
Besides music, what other passions do you have?
I'm passionate about football. My support for Celtic FC has got me through some hard times. I paint models of the old American-style trains from New York Central and Pennsylvania. I get out the brushes and go to town on it. I work out 6 days a week. I do a lot of running, cycling and swimming. It's a brilliant way to get energy.
How is it being a dad these days, compared with when you first had children?
I think I'm a better father now, as I'm not chasing money like I used to when I was younger and trying to establish a career. I have a lot more time now because I do fewer performances. Whereas when my older kids were little, I had to tour a lot because I owed so much money. But I wouldn't say it's more enjoyable now. I've enjoyed being a father all the way along.
Do you enjoy doing normal dad things, such as doing the school run and going to parents' evenings?
Yes, I do all those things, and I've done that with all of my children. I do all the school meetings and meet the teachers, and I enjoy that aspect of fatherhood.
What would you hope your son Alistair inherits from you and Penny?
He's inherited his mother's eyes, but I'd like to think he's going to inherit my sense of humour. And I hope he learns our values too. The most important one is honesty and good manners. I always tell my son, good manners will open a lot of doors for you. I always try myself to be friendly, fair and polite. And I hope we pass that on to Alistair.
You said before you married Penny that you'd never get married again. What changed your mind?
With my first two marriages, we didn't date very long. With Penny, it was different. We had a long relationship before marriage, and I think that did the trick. This time, I really feel we've got it right.
What's your favourite way to relax?
Penny and I both love lazing on the beach on holiday. And we love to take Alistair to the park and play in the sand. We do that a lot when we're in LA. We also love watching movies all together. I'm lucky that I have a theatre at home where we'll watch movies, and we have my kids over and all watch a double performance. A 6 p.m. movie for the youngsters and a 9 p.m. movie for the adults.
What would be your dream day with Penny?
Spending time together in Italy. That's where we became husband and wife, and we love it there. It's a very romantic place, and people are lovely.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 1 až 7. Druhá nahrávka. Vypočujte si skutočný príbeh rodiny Klunesovcov o ich živote so zvieratami. Na základe vypočutého rozhodnite o každom z tvrdení 8 až 13, či je pravdivé A, nepravdivé B, alebo z nahrávky nevyplýva C. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpoveďovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 8 až 13. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
You will hear a true story about the Clunes family and their life with animals. The whole story started with a single dog that Martin Clunes bought after he married Philippa. Now their family includes a 10-year-old daughter and a number of pets. Let's listen to Martin, the head of the family.
My day starts with feeding the two cats at about 6:50 a.m. The cats go first because they are the noisiest. Then it's the three dogs, the daughter, the three horses, seven chickens, and our two rescued guinea pigs. Luckily, the 53 sheep are happy to help themselves to the grass. It's just what we do. When we moved from London to Dorset, we wanted a big change. And that's just what we got. Philippa and I began our private collection of animals with Mary, our first Cocker Spaniel, before our daughter Emily was born. A few years ago, Emily wanted a puppy, so we got her Tina. Then we got another dog, this time a Labrador, whom we named Arthur, to help make Tina happy. And last Christmas, we got Jim, a Jack Russell dog. There are huge emotional highs and lows with animals. This is the first year we've had sheep. We have lambs at the moment. When they were born in early spring, it was absolutely exciting. On the other hand, for a long time we had to stop fights between Mary and Tina, the spaniels. Last October, far worse happened. We were in Mongolia, as I was filming, and we got a call to tell us one of our builders at home had run over Mary and killed her. It was terrible. Going back home was not easy, but Emily was brave. Mary was a wonderful dog. She was a real lady. All the animals have their own personalities. Arthur, the Labrador, is a very special kind of man, and he can be pretty naughty. Watching the animals makes you calm and peaceful, so we'll find ourselves watching them instead of TV. They're almost like my therapy. Sometimes, if I've been filming all day, I'll just roll on the floor with the dogs and instantly laugh and switch off. There's something so exciting about animals, and making a connection with them is the loveliest thing. Chester, one of our beloved horses, is like a friend. I'll put my arms round his neck and I can feel his response. He's huge and loves to gallop and jump, but he's a gentle giant. Every time I've fallen off him, it's been my fault, and he's looked around to see where I am with a sort of, "What are you doing on the ground?" expression. Emily named one of the lambs at the weekend, Lawrence, and I told her not to. It's our responsibility to take good care of the sheep, and we will, but we have to be clear that they are not pets. They are animals we're keeping for meat. Next, I'm planning on getting some pigs. They're great animals and taste nice, but horses hate pigs, so I'll have to think about it carefully.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
You will hear a true story about the Clunes family and their life with animals. The whole story started with a single dog that Martin Clunes bought after he married Philippa. Now their family includes a 10-year-old daughter and a number of pets. Let's listen to Martin, the head of the family.
My day starts with feeding the two cats at about 6:50 a.m. The cats go first because they are the noisiest. Then it's the three dogs, the daughter, the three horses, seven chickens, and our two rescued guinea pigs. Luckily, the 53 sheep are happy to help themselves to the grass. It's just what we do. When we moved from London to Dorset, we wanted a big change, and that's just what we got. Philip and I began our private collection of animals with Mary, our first Cocker Spaniel, before our daughter Emily was born. A few years ago, Emily wanted a puppy, so we got her Tina. Then we got another dog, this time a Labrador, whom we named Arthur, to help make Tina happy. And last Christmas, we got Jim, a Jack Russell dog. There are huge emotional highs and lows with animals. This is the first year we've had sheep. We have lambs at the moment. When they were born in early spring, it was absolutely exciting. On the other hand, for a long time we had to stop fights between Mary and Tina, the spaniels. Last October, far worse happened. We were in Mongolia, as I was filming, and we got a call to tell us one of our builders at home had run over Mary and killed her. It was terrible. Going back home was not easy, but Emily was brave. Mary was a wonderful dog. She was a real lady. All the animals have their own personalities. Arthur, the Labrador, is a very special kind of man, and he can be pretty naughty. Watching the animals makes you calm and peaceful, so we'll find ourselves watching them instead of TV. They're almost like my therapy. Sometimes, if I've been filming all day, I'll just roll on the floor with the dogs and instantly laugh and switch off. There's something so exciting about animals, and making a connection with them is the loveliest thing. Chester, one of our beloved horses, is like a friend. I'll put my arms round his neck and I can feel his response. He's huge and loves to gallop and jump, but he's a gentle giant. Every time I've fallen off him, it's been my fault, and he's looked around to see where I am with a sort of, "What are you doing on the ground?" expression. Emily named one of the lambs at the weekend, Lawrence, and I told her not to. It's our responsibility to take good care of the sheep, and we will, but we have to be clear that they are not pets. They are animals we're keeping for meat. Next, I'm planning on getting some pigs. They're great animals and taste nice, but horses hate pigs, so I'll have to think about it carefully.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 8 až 13. Teraz si pripravte odpoveďový hárok označený piktogramom pero. Tretia nahrávka. Vypočujte si rozhlasovú reláciu, v ktorej odborníci radia, ako zlepšiť zdravie. Dozviete sa 6 praktických rád. Tieto sú zhrnuté vo vetách označených 14 až 20, avšak nie v poradí, v akom ste ich počuli v nahrávke. Na základe vypočutého zoradte vety do správneho poradia tak, že zapíšete do odpoveďového hárka ku každej z nich príslušné poradové číslo od 1 do 6. Pozor, jedna veta je navyše a obsahuje informáciu, ktorú ste v nahrávke nepočuli. K tejto vete napíšte do odpoveďového hárka označenie X. Svoje odpovede napíšte na odpoveďový hárok označený piktogramom pero. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
You don't have to change your life completely. Just consider our advice about how to support your health. Follow these 6 practical suggestions.
Suggestion number 1. People who walk at 3 miles per hour have a lower risk of heart attack than slower walkers, says new research from the Harvard School of Public Health in Boston. They don't know why exactly, but the key is to reach a pace where you can talk okay, but it is hard for you to sing. Your arms and legs work in harmony, so the faster you move your arms, the faster your legs move too. Suggestion number 2. There is a reason to tune in to your iPod. Simply relaxing by listening to calming music helps reduce blood pressure, says U.S. research. Doctors at Seattle University asked blood pressure patients to listen to 12 minutes of Mozart 3 times weekly, and after 3 months, the results were much better. Average heart rates also fell by about 3 beats per minute, which is good news too. Suggestion number 3. An ingredient within pepper connects with nutrients in foods, helping them to be absorbed more readily into your system. If you want to make a difference, simply add a small amount of black pepper to your food, say researchers at the University of Michigan. Suggestion number 4. Cleaning teeth with a soft, dry brush, but without paste, improves the quality of your teeth. The traditional cleaning with toothpaste makes so many bubbles that people tend to stop brushing sooner than they should. Do it the dry way a few times a week before your normal toothpaste. Suggestion number 5. Standing up to make phone calls on the train or as often as you can has surprising benefits. According to experts such as James Levine, author of Move a Little, Lose a Lot, when standing, you produce higher levels of fat-burning hormones, reduce sugars more effectively, and make more chemicals, improving your mood. Suggestion number 6. A study by Northumbria University has found that vitamins support more than physical health. In a controlled experiment, a group of patients took a mix of B vitamins, vitamin C, and minerals for 33 days. At the end of the experiment, they performed better in tests, had more mental energy, and less stress compared to the state they were in before the experiment.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
You don't have to change your life completely. Just consider our advice about how to support your health. Follow these 6 practical suggestions.
Suggestion number 1. People who walk at 3 miles per hour have a lower risk of heart attack than slower walkers, says new research from the Harvard School of Public Health in Boston. They don't know why exactly, but the key is to reach a pace where you can talk okay, but it is hard for you to sing. Your arms and legs work in harmony, so the faster you move your arms, the faster your legs move too. Suggestion number 2. There is a reason to tune in to your iPod. Simply relaxing by listening to calming music helps reduce blood pressure, says U.S. research. Doctors at Seattle University asked blood pressure patients to listen to 12 minutes of Mozart 3 times weekly, and after 3 months, the results were much better. Average heart rates also fell by about 3 beats per minute, which is good news too. Suggestion number 3. An ingredient within pepper connects with nutrients in foods, helping them to be absorbed more readily into your system. If you want to make a difference, simply add a small amount of black pepper to your food, say researchers at the University of Michigan. Suggestion number 4. Cleaning teeth with a soft, dry brush, but without paste, improves the quality of your teeth. The traditional cleaning with toothpaste makes so many bubbles that people tend to stop brushing sooner than they should. Do it the dry way a few times a week before your normal toothpaste. Suggestion number 5. Standing up to make phone calls on the train or as often as you can has surprising benefits. According to experts such as James Levine, author of Move a Little, Lose a Lot, When standing, you produce higher levels of fat-burning hormones, reduce sugars more effectively, and make more chemicals, improving your mood. Suggestion number 6. A study by Northumbria University has found that vitamins support more than physical health. In a controlled experiment, a group of patients took a mix of B vitamins, vitamin C, and minerals for 33 days. At the end of the experiment, they performed better in tests, had more mental energy, and less stress compared to the state they were in before the experiment.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 14 až 20. Ukončite prosím prácu na tejto časti testu. Pokračujte prosím v práci na ďalších častiach testu.